Hello, this is Holly, and I'm going to record a reply to Rabia, one to honor her very diligent efforts to succeed in using AudioBoo. The first time is not so easy for many of us, but once you get it, once you understand how AudioBoo works, it can quickly become an easy tool, an easy habit to use. And it really helps loop. It really helps you and your speaking learning practice. I am not able to, and other members, teachers, and learners will not be able to reply with feedback each and every time or quickly every time. But some members are likely to. The more we model using AudioBoo, the more, I hope, more loopers will use AudioBoo more often. I have just listed a new course, an asynchronous speaking practice course. I hope many loopers will enroll in this course, and my recording here is an example of the type of feedback you might get promptly and specifically if you join this course. A private group is set up for this course, and participants who enroll monthly will have access to the private group and access to the feedback recordings and prompts to help you practice speaking. Rabia's effort here is wonderful. I'm going to give some feedback on her recording. First, the word use, use. As a verb, the pronunciation is use with a Z sound, a vibrating Z, use. But as a noun, the pronunciation changes and is use with an S. And in your recording, you talked about the uses of the words. So plural, use, use is. So we have the S and the Z sound. One use, many uses. You used a sentence I heard, working on a runway road. You do not need the word road. A runway is a road. So the meaning is already built in. So just working on a runway or walking on a runway. Delete the word road. I heard, what would be happen? What will happen is correct grammar. You're talking about the future, wondering what will happen. One person was wondering what will happen in the upcoming election. Who will win? Future will. What will happen? You could also say wondering what the result would be if someone does this. I wonder what the result would be if two more people enter the election. That's an imaginary. I heard you say reply him, but correct would be replied, past tense, to him. She replied to him, not she reply him, or he replied to him, not he reply him. I heard answer him at a point where I should have heard answered, past tense, answered him. I heard apprehended and smiled at the use of that vocabulary word. I don't know if you picked that up from a recent discussion on loop or not, but if you use our Google Site Search, the left-hand column, Site Search of Loop, and enter Apprehended, you'll find that it has been mentioned and used in practice on Loop recently, and I like seeing recirculated vocabulary. I really appreciate your effort and determination, your perseverance in using AudioBoo, Rabia. I hope you and many others will take a look at the link I leave for our new course offering and all of the courses offered on Loop. Much is offered and available for free practice, but feedback like this can come consistently if you're willing to pay a little bit. I think our courses are priced extremely reasonably. They are a great value. I would appreciate more loopers showing their gratitude for the learning experiences available, the practice experiences available here on Loop by enrolling in the courses. If you happen to be someone lucky enough to have excess funding or know someone who might want to support loopers, have them donate to Loop and ask that their donation be a scholarship for other Loop members to enroll in courses. I do rely upon income from Loop to survive, and I am not making even poverty-level income yet. So please help. Thanks again. Bye-bye.